This is a podcast from Team Ease, Assessing Innovation, on Joomla Community Magazine.
This is Nettie with Team Ease, and I'd like to welcome TJ Baker with Joomla Shack. Hi, TJ. Thanks for taking the time to be interviewed.
Hi, Nettie. Thank you. Thank you, and thank Team Ease and the magazine for giving me an opportunity to have a chat with you.
Will do. Thank you. So why is a framework needed for template development? Or why do you think a template framework may be needed for template development?
Well, I think overall the main idea behind a framework is to speed up the development process, to help reduce the amount of time that it takes in creating a template with code that you're going to reuse in every template that you create, for example. It also helps to reduce the support burden for a template provider when you have a solid framework that has been bug tested and it's gotten rid of most of the issues. Then you don't have to spend so much time fixing things with each additional release that you do on that framework.
Right. That seems to be the common denominator. It's helps to build a website faster, but also it eliminates some of those other issues.
From a template provider's viewpoint, these things are very valuable to help with these things. From a website developer's viewpoint, I don't know personally that a framework really would even mean anything to anyone who's actually building the website.
Right.
It's just a thought that I wanted to share.
No, that's actually an interesting thought. In some cases, a web developer may find it easier to create their own template base. It's definitely a viable thought. Is your template based on a third-party layout or a grid system?
Yeah, actually what we use, I don't know if it could be, in the sense of a framework, it could be considered a framework, but it's a very... I tend to think of it more as kind of a wireframe at this point. We don't have a lot of complexity built into what we use. It is a starting point that we have built our last four or five templates on, but it's not a framework really in the sense of like Morph or Gantry or ZenGrid.
Right.
At this point, it's much simpler, and it doesn't do some of the things that are update will do in separating out a lot more of the Joomla code, separating the template from the framework, like true frameworks really do.
Right.
But to answer the question of the grid, we do base our templates on a 960 grid system,
mm-hmm.
Which is fairly common.
Yes. Yeah, it's well known. Very popular.
Yeah, it's very solid, and we don't do a fluid grid system at this time.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at possibly incorporating a fluid option in our update. And at this time, it's a 960 fixed width.
Is your template based on page elements regarding usability and SEO? Is it built for SEO friendliness?
Yes, we have our own overrides that we've included that are based on the overrides that are supplied in the BEES template.
Mm-hmm.
But we did do some of our own changes to incorporate some things like putting H1 classes on content headings and other search engine optimization techniques.
Right.
That help with the output to be closer to a HTML strict output.
Right.
It's not quite 100% there yet, but we're hoping to have it there eventually, hopefully sooner than later.
Excellent.
It is source ordered. We have created the templates to be source ordered. So your content is loaded before your menus, for example. So
mm-hmm.
The search engines get to the good stuff before all the navigation and things that a search engine doesn't necessarily care about.
Right. How does your... Well, I guess in this case it would be future framework because you are planning on releasing a framework, it's my understanding, quite soon. But how does your template or framework differ from those of your competitors?
When we do get to the point where we release a more of a true framework, I think it will be a little bit different in that it won't be so much. There won't be, you won't find as many parameters available, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I've installed and looked at several frameworks, but I've not worked extensively with them. But the one thing that I see that's quite common across most of them are tons of parameters.
Right.
And that's something that we will not be incorporating. We should clarify that we will have user adjustable parameters, but we won't be including everything plus the kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
In order to try to keep things as simple as possible for the end user.
Good approach.
Yeah, you know, I think it's very nice to have an easy way for a user to adjust the colors of their headings or headers or their link colors and whatnot. But I don't know that necessarily that those things should go necessarily in the template parameters. Then you're stuck with where does it end? Where does it stop? There are obvious things that every person that installs a template is going to want to do, like change the size of the headers to accommodate their logo, for instance.
Right.
You know, some very off-the-start things that every person that installs a template is going to want to do. But if you try to incorporate every possible scenario, it could get very confusing, especially for people who are new to Joomla.
Right, novices.
Yeah, trying to learn Joomla and then trying to learn how to use this template framework with, you know, 50-plus parameters.
Mm-hmm.
Could be quite a daunting task.
Right. What products or which products are currently in production release utilizing your framework or this framework?
The current framework that we have, well, I'll just name the products. We have our e-business template, community template, AppBox, Verdant, and we have a soon-to-be-released template named Cascada that are all built on the current framework that we use.
Right.
And then we have the free template as well. I'm sorry. Those were all the commercial templates, the templates that we sell. And we have the fresh template, which is a free template that is built on the same framework.
Can you tell us a little bit about the team who helped develop Joomla Shack templates?
Yeah. Barry North worked out much of the logic aside from the 960 grid, which we incorporated. He worked out some module Chrome that we use that allows for the addition of modules. For instance, we have the user one position. The module Chrome that we use allows you to put up to 6 modules in the user one position, which is a horizontal module position.
Mm-hmm.
And it will base them according to how many you place in that one position.
Right.
So instead of having user 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we have user one and you can put up to 6 modules in that position, and then the logic will space them accordingly to share the space.
Mm-hmm.
So Barry worked out much of that, the logic for that. And then Casey Lee developed our overrides that we use.
Mm-hmm.
He started putting together some overrides prior to the incorporation of our 960 grid, even back with some of our earlier templates, which kind of led us to this idea of reusing everything that we've created, which I think is in essence what a framework is anyways.
Right. It's the scaffolding of the base of a project.
Right. Yeah. So Casey did our overrides and helped out with a lot of the logic as well. So it's a combination of Barry and Casey.
Mm-hmm. So it's a rather small team, 2 to 3 people.
Yeah, Joomla Shack we are a small team. Barry has moved on. We now have Jeremy Wilkin is our lead developer. He's developing the new framework for us. And then we have Casey who's doing designs for us. We have a new designer coming on board who I'm not at liberty to announce just yet. It's quite an exciting announcement that we'll be making here in just a week or so.
Nice.
And then myself, and then we have a couple of guys that help us with some support. Yeah, we're a small team.
So what do you think are the obstacles that are facing novices using a framework? And maybe how should they prepare for a project which uses one? And I think you actually touched on this in a previous question. with the amount of parameters that are available, but maybe you'd like to elaborate further.
Well, if you take it from the user's standpoint, that's looking for a template. They're looking for something visual, first of all. They see it in a demo, which is their first representation of what this template is going to look like. And so it appeals to them from that viewpoint. And that's usually what's going to grab most of users, especially the new ones. I think that if a new user comes into a very complex framework, they could possibly get overwhelmed.
Right.
Because new users often have trouble even just installing a template. Most new users, when they install a template, have the question of why does my template not look like the demo, for example.
Right.
And then when you have a template that's built on a framework that has an enormous amount of parameters, it's going to require a lot of work to get that template to look like the template that they thought they were buying.
Right. Without having to install, if they install the demo data that comes along with it, then they would have that same exact template. But otherwise, that same look and feel and function, but otherwise they would still, if they went in with their own data, they would have to go ahead and
right.
do a lot more work to make it look and function as it does in a demo site, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you do present the demo data, if you think about from a brand new user's standpoint, somebody who installs Joomla with Fantastico, for example, which we try to encourage people to learn how to do it manually, but not everybody has the time to learn all of that, right?
Right.
Somebody, if you say, here's the sample data, and here's how you go into PHP Mice SQL and do this and do this and it'll look just like the demo, it just adds another layer of complexity.
Right.
That is very helpful if you have the time to learn to do that, and it's encouraged. I encourage people to learn how to do that type of stuff,
mm-hmm.
but not everybody has the time. And so if you don't have the time and you don't have the ability or the knowledge to be able to take a sample database from a demo and upload it, then you do have some work to do to get that template to look, get your site to look like the demo did.
Right, and that goes right into our next question. Are there users whom, in your opinion, should not use a framework for their project? Why or why not? And that's basically it when you start getting into the complexity. Do you think that there are other items that would prevent or might prevent a person from using a framework?
The only real case I can see for somebody not using a framework could be potentially a skilled or knowledgeable developer
mm-hmm.
who has the ability to, if they're building a website for a client and they know they don't need these particular functions, this particular functionality, they can just do it themselves. Excuse me. As far as an end user and novice end users, I don't know that I would necessarily discourage anybody from using a template that's built on a particular framework.
Mm-hmm.
Just because while these other there's some complex frameworks out there currently, they still provide a very powerful means to customize your website.
Right.
And so on that note, I would never tell anybody, especially if the template fits their overall needs for how they want their site to look, I wouldn't say, no, don't use that because it's using a complex framework. So that's kind of my thoughts on that.
Right. Is there any update functionality built into the framework or actually the template, either a click here to update or latest version notification?
Not in the current system that we use. We do plan on incorporating that functionality, but we don't have it now.
And final question is, what is the future for basically your templates, your framework, and how will you develop yours through future iterations? And what do you think the future is for frameworks in general? Think we're going to see more of them crop up?
I could see the future of frameworks, of frameworks being used in the future more often, especially by template providers who produce in quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does allow you to produce in quantity with consistent quality. And so it's a very valuable tool in that sense. Helps you with the speedy production of robust and feature-rich templates. For us, in our future, we have some very set goals that we are hoping to achieve. And once we get our main groundwork laid out, created, the future of that framework would be probably dependent on where Joomla goes. So it's hard to say what types of new things we might add to it without seeing what types of new things Joomla incorporates. So one thing that we don't want our framework to do is replace Joomla's template engine. We want it to work alongside it. So without knowing the future of Joomla, it's hard to say what the future of our framework would actually be.
Interesting. That's good to know. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the community?
Oh, you got me on that one. You want me to come up with something on my own? Huh?
No. If you have nothing else to share, that's okay.
Yeah. On this idea of frameworks, I don't know. It seems that it's become quite a buzzword over the, I don't know, maybe the last year.
Right.
I don't remember when I first saw it kind of start creeping up and it being it's a very cool thing for the developers to have. It's a very good tool. It seemed like that it possibly ended up being used as a marketing tool as well.
Right.
And I don't know that I think that for most of end users, especially people who want to build one website, somebody that's building a website for their church or their organization or their, the company they work for, and they're not planning on building other websites, I would, encourage them to look for a template that fits their overall needs and
right.
Don't necessarily use this keyword, this buzzword of frameworks to push you towards deciding that is the template that you need to have. Just because it has a framework. I think maybe that's one thing that I would share with especially the new users and those users who are just out to build a single website. For those who are developers or have a web design company and are building sites for multiple clients and whatnot, I think that I would encourage them to definitely look for a framework that fits their needs, because the framework is in essence and in the end is a developer's tool.
Right. Excellent point. Well, thank you so much for your time, and look forward to seeing what Joomla Shack has in store for the community.
Oh, thank you very much, Nettie. It's nice chatting with you, and I hope that we were able to communicate some helpful information for people out there.
I think we have. I think you have, and thank you so much.
Very
you
good.
Have a nice weekend.
Oh, thank you very much. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You can find more podcasts and articles at magazine.joomla.org.